Stephen, can you tell us a little bit about the difference between total viewers and peak viewers? How long do people have to be watching in order to be a total viewer? Because a peak viewer seems to be anybody that logs in any time, and total is...
Right.
Or maybe I have that confused.
Right.
That's always been a little confusing.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Basically, what we wanted to do was we wanted to try to be as transparent as possible with our stats. And what that is, essentially, if you can think of it this way, is the way I like to explain it, is people walking in through a church door, and that's your total viewers, people walking in through the church door. So you just click on it, 1, 2, 3, 4 people walking in. The peak is the peak concurrent, so the maximum number of concurrent viewers who have tuned into this webcast. The important word there is concurrent. So basically, the total is the total number of people who walk through the door of the church. The peak would be the maximum number of people who have been sitting there at any given time. So you can have people coming in and out of your webcast. Like people come in through the doors and then they walk out. But then the peak is the maximum number of people that are sitting there at the same time. So you can have 100 people walk in and out of the door. So that number would be 100. And then the peak concurrent, maybe at any given time, the maximum, there were 30 of them that sat there. There could have been 100 different people walking in and out, but 30 maximum concurrent. I don't know if that helps explain that. Okay, any other questions?
Yeah, so that's those are like the ones that stay. But, yeah, somebody could log in at the beginning and then leave, and then somebody else come in later.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of rotating doors on webcasts. You know, people will channel surf, right? They're just clicking on different webcasts. And so we didn't want that to be the only number. The max peak concurrent is also a legitimate number.
Yeah, that makes more sense. When I tell, like, the pastors at a church, you know, they'll look at the total and they'll see, you know, 300. And I'll say, yeah, but the peak was 240. So I'm saying that 240 people stayed, you know, 300 people saw it, clicked on it, maybe they left.
Right.
But the people we reached, I say, was 240.
Right.
But it does tell us that, you know, we had more exposure. So
that's right. Yeah. And I wouldn't discount too much the first number, because just the fact that they clicked to tune in is, you know, that's becoming a significant thing where people, it takes effort for people to make that decision to, I'm going to click on this to see what this is about. That being able to say that people have tuned in is still a good thing. Now, of course, if you have a very large number of total and then your peak is pretty significantly lower, then essentially what's going on is that people are tuning in, but they're not staying, right? That helps you understand a little bit what those two numbers are.
Okay. You're right. It is still exposure, so that's a good thing. It's good to see both numbers.
Right.
Just a matter of, like, gauging actual attendance.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, it helps to understand what those numbers mean, for sure.